A song I used to hear my mother sing a long time ago. Sometimes she didn't have shoes to wear on her feet. Sometimes she had to cry all night long. But you would always find her saying these words, "Lord, please remember me. Remember me. Beginning to feel all right right now. See, I'm back from the hills of North Carolina. And where I come from, we believe in having a good time in the name of the Lord. Sometime early on Sunday morning, you see me walking across the floor, and you find someone who come and hear me sing a song. Sounds something like this. Remember me.
is near, brothers and sisters. Actually, the beginning is near. The beginning of the Sinner's Crossroads gospel broadcast. Here on WFMU, my name is Kevin Nutt. In case you're wondering, that's the Rogers Brothers there, Champ recording artists, Champ label, out of Nashville. And I am going home. Not quite yet. They were singing about. Right before that, we heard the Weary Land Singers on their Guide My Mind LP from about 1975, I do believe. Remember Me. Weary Land Singers, Rogers Brothers. Opening up our gospel program this evening on Sinner's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast. Stay tuned. More thumping soul funk 70s gospel your way this evening. And we have right here the Pilgrim Wonders, the wonder of the Pilgrim Wonders, already ready to go. Lay Me Down to Sleep is what they'll be singing. The Pilgrim Wonders here on Sinner's Crossroads, WFMU.
Bye. about again, tell her you don't mind.
The Lord's willing to the 8th chapter of the book of Exodus. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Want you to notice the 9th and 10th verses.
Yes.
And Moses said unto Pharaoh,
uh-huh.
Glory over me.
Uh-huh.
When shall I entreat for thee
uh-huh.
and for thy servants
uh-huh.
and for thy people?
Yeah. Well,
to destroy the fraud from thee
yeah.
and thine house,
Lord,
that they may remain in the rivers only.
Yeah.
And he said, tomorrow.
Yes, well,
and he said, be it according to thy word, that I may yet know that there is no one like it unto the Lord, our God.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Our subject is found in the portion of the 10th verse.
Yeah.
When Pharaoh said, tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Yes.
What he is actually saying, one more night
uh-huh.
with the frog.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
One more night with the frog.
Right.
This text was drawn out of a time that Israel were in bonds. They were slaves unto Pharaoh. And at this time, the Pharaoh that ruled and knew not Jacob had died. And the changing of the kings of Egypt, Israel prayed unto God. And God heard their cry. And at this time, God called Moses. He told Moses, he said, I want you to go down and tell Pharaoh to let my people go.
Hey, I want to talk to all of you young folks out there, and some of you old folks too. I want to tell you who the devil is. Some folks think they never have seen the devil before. But when one of those cool dudes come walking up to you, talking about he got something to make you high, got some pills, cocaine, hash, and splash, that ain't nothing but the devil. Oh, yeah, that ain't nothing but the devil. Now, hey, tell him you don't need that to get high on. You can get high enough by serving a real, true, living God. Like, hey, tell him high ain't nothing but a feeling. Ha. Hey, he will also get into your car. And if he does get into your car, tell him to get out, Satan. Get out of my car, Satan. Lord, have mercy.
Moses, the reason that I want you to go down and tell Pharaoh is because I've heard their groan. I've heard their moan. And I promised Abraham that I would multiply and bless his seed. Now my people are down here in Egypt. They are being misused and mistreated by King Pharaoh. But I want you to go and tell Pharaoh to let my people go. Notice that Moses and Aaron went down under Pharaoh. First they showed unto him a miracle. Aaron had a rod. Put it on the ground and it turned to a serpent. Then Pharaoh called all of his other leaders. They put their rods on the ground. Aaron's serpent ate up the other rod that turned the serpent. Pharaoh said, who is this God? I should harden under thee. God had showed some more plagues in the land, turning the water into blood, causing Pharaoh to lose all of his stock. Still, he wouldn't let Israel go. I'm not concerned this evening about the other plagues. I'm only concerned about the pledges of fraud. The pledge of fraud. Notice here first of what a frog really is. The physical aspect of a frog. We notice first that a frog is a tipple of sin. Frog is a small, four-legged, leaping animal with webbed feet. He can live either in the water or on dry land. It was said that the frog is only mentioned in the Bible probably three times. Every time it's mentioned, it's talking about plagues. We find here that a frog is a very active animal. A frog is also a very noisy animal. We find here that the land of Egypt, God had spoken unto Aaron, told Aaron to raise his rod. Frogs got all over the land. Frogs were in the field. Frogs were in the villages. Just think how miserable it is to be living with frogs. Frogs on your job every day. Then when you come home and walk in your yard, you're also stepping on frogs. Going into your manservant and maid servant house, you also come in contact with frogs. Frog in around the house. Frogs on top of the house. Think how miserable it is. Listening to the cry of the frog all day and all night long. Frog in the house. Frog in the chamber. Frog in the kitchen. Frog in the bedroom. Frog under the sheet. Frog in the corners and in the closet of the house. Everywhere he turned, he had frogs. So Moses asked him a question. He said, now, when do you want me to entreat for you under God? When do you want me to beg God to move these frogs? Pharaoh was so lifted up in his pride, lifted up in his love for his king, in his love for his God that he was worshiping. He said, give me one more night. One more night with the frog. And then Moses, you know, he said, well, let it be under thee. Notice now the
I don't know why.
sure am glad that the Sinner's Crossroads Chapel of the Year is not one of your get into the sanctuary and sit in the same position looking straight ahead for 1 hour, 1.5 hour, hour and a half kind of churches. Folks can get up and quietly leave, come in. Just ask Brother Ray and Jay Gould. Brother Jay Gould and Brother Ray. Often slipping in late. But in any event, they're the Sensational Four of Denmark, South Carolina, rounding out that set there, finishing up. I don't know why Jesus loved me. Don't know, but he does. Sensational Four of Denmark, South Carolina. We heard from Roosevelt Brown and Don't Let the Devil Ride, that of the Rosie record label. Brother Roosevelt Brown. The preaching we heard in there is Reverend Charles Kirby from One More Night with the Frogs. Text taken from Exodus. And a couple of times in there in that set on Brother Kirby's LP of the same name, a private pressing. I'm going to make me a record. Charles Kirby. We heard from Sensational Friendly Four of Selma, Alabama. My mind's made up on Champ record label. The Sensational Friendly Four of Selma. Saw them sing several times live. And they were sensational. And we started the set with the Pilgrim Wonders on the Versa record label. Lay Me Down to Sleep. Sinner's Crossroads is what you tune to here on WFMU. My name is Kevin Nutt. Questions or comments? Projectiles. Lawn darts. Missives. Inquiries, etc. You can reach by email. That is sinner@wfmu.org. 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 Right there. Sinner's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast. We don't let you get too bored on our weekly gospel broadcast. Not too much preaching. Charles Kirby, we even chopped it up for you. And as a reward to you, the Sinner's Crossroads listener, we'll begin the next set with the Sensational Southern Echoes on their own record label. I don't know, mid-70s or so on this probably. Somebody is always talking about me, good or bad. Just a reminder, the Sensational Southern Echoes getting us underway right here on Sinner's Crossroads, WFMU.
Baby, baby, baby. Set you.
Brother Slim and the Supreme Angels. Slim and the Supreme Angels right there. Do you know him? Jesus, that is. Slim and the Supreme Angels. Nashville record label about 1975. Nice guitar playing always with Slim and the Supreme Angels. The Sensational Southern Echoes started their second set there of Sinner's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast. Somebody is always talking about me, singing about me. SE record label, surely standing for Southern Echoes. A record they pressed up. Themselves, the Piney Grove Spiritual Singers, one of the best and most energetic records on the Energetic Champ record label, Don't Leave Me Jesus. The Piney Grove Spiritual Singers, and yes, indeed, every other song on that LP meets the standard set by that song. We heard the Mighty Gospel Travelers and Let It Shine. Now, I should know what record that's from to check the church bulletin here. Oh, yeah, Standing on Shaky Ground. They did a cover of that and named their LP after that. Out of Cincinnati, I believe. And Southern Ohio on the Peace record label, the Mighty Gospel Travelers. Yeah, and we ended the set there with Slim and the Supreme Angels. Just about finishing off our gospel essay this evening. Hope everybody had a good time on Sinner's Crossroads, whether you were here the duration or slipped in and slipped out. Chatted with the deacons in the vestibule. Directed traffic in the parking lot. Made sure the young hooligans ceased or did not begin their rock fights in the parking lot. Thanks for tuning in to Sinner's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast this evening on WFMU. My name is Kevin Nutt. Stay tuned to WFMU. That is your directive. The Great Commission. Stay tuned to WFMU. And about this time next week, we hope to see you then.
Let me tell you that I know.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, 91.9 in Rockland County, and WFMU.org, worldwide on the internet. Dave the Spaz is out tonight. He's sick, so we have an extra special fill-in today, the one, the only. Mr. Toddaphonic Todd is here, so I don't have to tell you to please stay tuned to WFMU.
You better dig it, you hear? Baby, baby, baby!
annoys me. She's gonna destroy me. Oh, those eyes. Oh, those eyes. You don't know what you're doing to me. Please stop your look.
Everybody. cheese.